Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this 11th day of the month of April 2024. Weather situation across the nation and airline hubs showing tough weather in the east, but nice weather central and western places. So let's start with the east first. Heavy showers and thunderstorms will be moving through Atlanta and Charlotte, and that's going to cause extensive delays in and out of those places during the daytime today. So getting in late, getting out late, that's going to affect pretty much everywhere else. Strong thunderstorms will be across central Florida, so there could be some heavy delays into the Tampa area and Jacksonville. Down in Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, and Miami, looks like the weather situation there will be okay, but those thunderstorms will be arriving there sometime tonight and early on Friday. Up in the D.C. area, it looks like occasional rain and showers, but the heavier rain and showers will be arriving in the New York and Boston area late in the day and during the overnight Thursday into Friday. So there will be light delays during the daytime today, but it's the strong delays that are expected for tonight and on Friday because of strong winds. Some of the wind gusts in the Philadelphia to New York to Boston area will be up to 40 miles per hour with winds out of the southwest as this storm really winds up and moves into the area. Heavy rains are also expected across Cleveland and into Detroit. Also in the Kentucky-Tennessee Valley, it looks like we'll have showers and some thunderstorms throughout the daytime. That'll cause some delays into there as well. Chicago into an improving mode, but early in the day, there'll be some heavy rains. And also up in Minneapolis-St. Paul, we're looking at the possibility of some rain and even some snow up across the northern portions of Minnesota into southern Canada. Texas looking pretty good. Austin to Houston, northward, all the way up to Dallas, and then up to Amarillo. No problem weather-wise. Dry conditions expected there. St. Louis is going to be improving weather through the daytime today after early showers. Looks like good weather in Denver and in L.A., San Francisco, even Portland. The weather's looking pretty good. And then as we get up to Washington, of course, in Seattle, it's going to be raining. But here's the weather situation for the Northeast Corridor for your Thursday from D.C. up to the Boston area in detail. It looks like cloudy weather. And rain is possible later day and evening, moving up from the southwest and moving towards the northeast. High temperatures for the day, early 70 to 75, so very mild today. But it looks like showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy downpours and wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour overnight tonight and tomorrow. That's going to cause those airline delays that I mentioned a little bit earlier. And that'll be for overnight Thursday into Friday, with temperatures back into the 60s. More showers and thunderstorms likely as the storm comes to a head around the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states on Friday morning to midday, then an improving trend into the evening. But temperatures will range into the 60s and almost wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, making extensive aviation delays. And delays just about anywhere. There'll probably be some flash flooding or even some river flooding as well because we've had so much rain for the last 60 days. By Saturday and Sunday, though, looks like the weather improves. Nice conditions for the northeast. Both days temperatures 50s on Saturday, 60s expected on Sunday with fair weather from D.C. to the Boston area this weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day. Talk to you first thing tomorrow.